Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody. Why'd you forget my name?
No, I forgot how to speak, apparently.
That happens, especially on our show.
God damn, it does.
Sometimes words are hard.
Words are always hard. We're on the fifth issue of this Batman story arc, issue 412. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last four episodes. And this issue is called The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's actually in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
It's pretty cool. We get the beginning of this issue has Batman and Robin just swinging through town. Or swinging through town. Swinging. What is wrong with me today? Jesus.
They're making their way
downtown, swinging fast. Faces fast. We're devolving into nothingness right now.
Yep. This is how you know it's been a long week.
God damn. And we still got two more issues.
Oh, fuck, we do. Yep. Anyways.
Okay. So,
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin, they are swinging through the city. They end up on a gargoyle opposite a church. And they just like to hear the sound of the bells, apparently. But there's no bells ringing.
Batman does, because Robin's like, why do you always come here every Sunday after we're done fighting? And Batman's like, you ever dance with the devil in the full moonlight? I just like the sound of it.
But the bells didn't ring. And apparently no bells anywhere in the city that Sunday morning, rang.
Yep.
So there's nothing but silence. And Batman gets called by a commissioner, by Gordon, and he's like, I was hoping I'd catch you before you guys called it a night, and tells him about the church bells not ringing. And they had actually looked into the church, and apparently the clapper was gone. Like, somebody took it.
Which is impressive, because those things are probably heavy as fuck.
What's impressive is doing it to every church in one night. And nobody saw? Like, okay, sure.
Very, very sneaky, sir.
And apparently Gotham itself allegedly...
doesn't give a shit.
Well, no, they do, actually, because it says here that the regular churchgoers to any of the churches were just kind of uneasy. So,
understandable.
Pavlov's bell, where... sure, you're fine living in this crime-riddled Gotham, but I didn't hear church bells, so it's going to be worse. Makes sense, I guess.
Yep.
We get one panel of Bruce and Jason talking about vandalism.
It's not a vandalism, and it's not simple.
Yeah, it's...
you are, though, Jason. Oh.
And he basically says that the thefts were, widespread, well executed, and it was kind of trying to send a message. And we get, later that night, we get this individual, this mime, standing in the middle of the road. I don't really know what street, but she's standing in the middle of the street, and she's getting money, which is great, until she gets in the way of a taxi, and the taxi starts honking, then everybody else starts honking, and she puts her in such a bad mood that she grabs her purse with a gun in it and starts firing at the taxi. Now, I mean, when it starts honking, she, covers her ears.
Yeah, like it's killing her.
Yeah. And this Al Pacino wannabe in the taxi driver is just not having any of it. And once the mime shoots him... Batman and Robin were in the area. They heard the honking. They go check it out. And they start hearing a bunch of people screaming. They find out what's going on.
Batman's always putting hands on people. You ever notice that? Like this lady right here. He's like, tell me what's going on.
I mean, he's got to get their attention.
Where is she?
She was screaming, so he had to get their attention. Yep. Robin goes, checks out the taxi driver, makes sure he's okay. And Batman goes chasing after the mime once the lady tells him what direction she went in. And he does catch up to her and kind of knocks her down.
With a boomerang, or battering.
With a battering. And he's going to help her up, because she had given up. Goes to help her up, and she shocks him.
Classic, she had a classic Joker blunder right there.
Exactly. And I mentioned this off mic, but I'm pretty sure this was a precursor to what would eventually be Harley Quinn. It's, you know, this girl, she's got the white makeup, she's got the hearts, she's got a mohawk for hair, but she looks very Harley-esque.
Yeah.
Like, she's got some of those qualities, especially with a Joker electronic buzzer thing. Yeah. I mean, it's not that, but it's enough to, you can get the gist.
Yeah, it knocks Batman for a loop.
Yeah. And long so she,
for her to get away.
Yep, she runs off. Batman comes back and talks to Jason, or talks to Robin.
And he's like, man, my arm feels weird.
Well, yeah, well, he said he took 10,000 volts, you know, from this girl. He wasn't expecting it. I mean, it'd be one of those things, if he was expecting it, he could probably have some sort of way to not fend it off, but, you know, be prepared.
Like insulated gloves?
Exactly.
Since, you know, he's fought bad guys that do this before?
Well, I don't know. Again, this is kind of retconning stuff. They've changed things a little bit. And I don't know if a lot of the Joker stories, or a lot of some of those stories, were still in play.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, Robin tells Batman that, tells Batman that the cabbie's fine. He got like a little shot in the shoulder. He'll be okay.
It's not like Robin where he died when he got shot in the
Yeah, I'm really surprised he didn't bring that up. So the cabbie gets taken down to the police station, and
Mr. Itkowitz,
the commissioner, asks if he could, you know, look at the suspect in the lineup. And the cabbie looks at the lineup, and there's nothing but mimes, and none of them are it. And Gordon seems like an idiot, because he rounded up all the mimes and just nothing worked. Which, I'll be honest, I don't see how you can. I'm not saying, well, especially these mimes, because they're all in different costumes, different heights. They're very distinctive. Even this mime, the one that shot them, was very distinctive.
Yeah.
You could definitely pick them up out of a lineup.
Oh, absolutely.
I think at some point, Bruce, or even Batman, was like, well, I'm pretty sure I got a decent look at her. I'm pretty sure I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess he does. Okay,
he does, but he automatically knows. Like, when he goes back. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, okay, so
he, we might as well continue.
He goes to Vicky, who works at View Magazine. Magazine? Newspaper? I don't know. Whatever.
I think it's a magazine by the looks of it. But
yeah. But he's talking to her, and he wants to know more about this girl named Camilla Cameo?
Yeah, Camilla Cameo.
Cameo?
Comma, Camellia.
Apparently, she
comes and goes.
God damn, that was perfect. Okay, I will give you that one. That was good. Apparently, she is very enigmatic. Doesn't talk to anybody, because she just doesn't talk. She studied under the mime Marceau.
Yeah.
Apparently one of the best mimes ever.
Looks like Joker.
A little.
Like, if Joker didn't have, if that guy had more of the color on his face paint,
yeah,
it'd look like Joker.
And Bruce is just like, well, I just want to know everything about her. And mind you, there was a picture of her that was on the front cover of View Magazine,
yep,
behind Vicky.
And Bruce, like, is staring at her, and he's like,
looks familiar.
I wonder, have I seen her before?
gets the files from Vicky, and they go back home, and him and Jason are poring over it, and come to find out that her father was the so-called fireworks king, and apparently that is why she hates noise. Like, I don't know why she doesn't talk, but she decided not to.
She's a mime.
Well, even before that, like, they never really said her talking. But either way, apparently her parents died in an fireworks explosion at the factory. So she took all of her money, became a mime, and became the silent art. No, okay, well, hold on. She devoted herself to her artistic bent, specifically the silent art known as mime. So yeah, I guess maybe she can talk, she just chooses not to. But she did a shit ton of studying. And she even tried to have her own troupe, put all of her money into that, into a mime troupe, but it didn't go like she wanted, and kind of started losing money to the point where now she became a thief. Or, well, they think that she's the one that stole the clappers from the bells, but she definitely became an attempted murderer because she tried to kill the cabbie.
Yeah, and then they, the blisters, twister.
There's a sold out
rock
band at
somewhere
the Civic Center, because apparently the arts weren't paying as like they used to, so they're gonna let bands in now.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. Look,
arts uses it for comedy and shows and everything else.
So yeah, I mean, look, money's money.
It's a theater.
Money's money. You're gonna get and so Camilla's there, or the mime is there, because they're making a lot of noise, and she doesn't like it. Noise. So yeah, she goes there. She shocks a couple of the backstage guys, and then she shocks the band.
Well, and then the band is singing
"Sound of Darkness." Silence. Yeah, but they don't say "Sound of Silence," so we can't stop.
Are you sure?
They don't. They just say "Hello, Darkness."
My friend.
So we. Yep. Although I will say, this one guy with this rock music playing is able to hear the rafters
shaking
a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, dude, you're literally you're literally like 15 feet away from all the hard music and all the speakers, and you're gonna hear a mouse in the rafters. Okay, dude. But yeah, so she gets on stage, shocks the band, and is gonna put on a show, I guess, or try to, until Batman shows up and she does the fake plea again of, you know, surrendering, and then she goes in and touches Batman, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm insulated tonight.
And then he kicks her in the face.
And just before, like, she grabs one of the guitars and is about ready to hit Batman with it, but Robin turns the music back on, the stage circuitry back on that she had turned off, and she apparently doesn't like the sound.
I am Robin.
Cops come in and, you know, arrest her. And apparently,
she never comes back again.
This actually was her first and only appearance that I could find.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Just one-offs are fine.
Yeah.
But again, this may have been a precursor to...
Correct.
To Harley Quinn.
Or
if
Venom.
It was, it was. If not, whatever. Or what?
I said, or Venom, you know, the sound thing.
I mean, look. That's the end of this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Batman story.